Do you know that there are certain experiences that we don't want to go through in a relationship? I'm about to share one that is going to change your relationship.
Welcome to Success, Love, and Fulfillment Secrets, the place where you discover powerful distinctions to spiral your life upwards.
Soraya has an incredible amount of wisdom and discernment.
The results that I've been having, they've been amazing. I've been blown away, having a better state of mind.
I've been able to turn my marriage around. I've been able to find direction in my professional life.
My name is Soraya Altana. I am a life designer, and I am here to inspire you to design a life you love.
Now I know where I'm going, what do I want. My results are being outstanding.
Working with Soraya will move your life forward in ways that you don't even realize.
Ready? Let's discover your secret of the day.
Well, what we're talking about is that there's certain things that we don't like to experience from anybody, right? Number one, we don't like to be controlled. We don't like to be told what to do, when to do, how to do it, and be having somebody with a magnifying glass around us to see what is it that we do, why we did it, why we didn't do it, and why are we not following their instructions, right? Nobody likes that. If this is you, then schedule a conversation with me if you like to be controlled. We need to have a talk. Secondly, we don't like to be judged, right? We don't like to be pointing fingers at and being told what it should have been and did not, right? Number three, we don't like to be feeling that there is an exacerbated jealousy going on. Nobody likes to be feeling from their spouse or from their partner or from their friend or whoever it is. It's just the feeling of being jealous about you talking to somebody else, or having a life or whatever, right? Nobody likes to experience that. And there's another thing that we don't like, and it's we don't like to be cheated on. We don't like to be lied on, right? I'm going to leave this for another episode. And right now, I'm simply going to tell you what is it that I want to share with you. And it's we don't like to be blamed or to be reproached, right? So if you want to change your relationships, you want to see that success and love, fulfillment, follow a formula. There is a formula. The writing is already on the wall, and you get to read it, and you get to see what's working, what's not working, what are some of the things and elements that are not coming into the relationship, whether it is with a spouse, with a significant other, with a parent, with a friend, with a boss, whatever it is, right? You can control how you're going to feel at any given moment. And that's one of the greatest gifts that God has ever given you, is that the ability to choose how you are going to feel anytime. Viktor Frankl told us this, right? The ultimate of freedoms is the ability that I get to choose how I'm going to feel at any given time. And I'm going to say, if you are in a relationship where you feel that you need to control somebody or blame them or constantly be their reproach and pointing the finger because they're doing this or they're not doing that, I'm telling you, you are practicing being lonely, because what's going to happen is that those people around you are going to fly away, and you are going to end up alone, because nobody enjoys experiencing that, right? I was coaching somebody this week, and they were telling me about this other person, that they were not doing this and they were not doing none of that, and they should have been doing this, and because their expectations was that they're supposed to do this and the whatnots. And I asked them, do you like to be controlled? And they turned to me and said, no, of course no. I said, well, neither does the other person. They don't like to be controlled. So my invitation to you is that there's a golden rule, right? There's a golden rule of do unto others as you would like to do unto you. Somebody came up with a platinum rule, which is do unto others what they want to be done unto them, right? You might like something that they might not like, but the point is the same. Is not doing something that you know that they're not going to appreciate, that you know already that is going to cause drama, commotion, and there's going to be episodes written that you probably don't want to write, right? And one of them has to do with this constant blame, reproach, nagging, right? Like, you didn't do this, you should have done this, you did. And I'm going to invite you simply to observe something and to create agreements with that person. If that's a personal relationship and you care about them, you can definitely create agreements around that. Instead of the blame, the constant blame, you can create agreements in a maturity level that you say, you know what if we create an agreement where we say that we're not going to do X or Y or Z, or that whenever we come to meet, or the first time that we talk, or I'm texting you or writing, there's not a blame, there's not reproach there. There's not, well, you said you were going to be here, why are you not here? I've been waiting here for so long and you're not showing up. That's what I'm talking about. Because there's so many things that happen in this world, they happen, right? And you can even say, well, I saw that you saw my message and you didn't call me. And before you lash out onto that person, I'm going to invite you that if you want to live, design a life that you love, is that you hold the horses, right? Cool off, break that, get distracted from all that emotion and all those feelings that are not serving you. Change that around and then wait. And take a deep breath, drink a glass of water, go out for a walk, call somebody that makes you feel great, or laugh at a joke, or listen to something, watch something that it breaks you away from that pattern of you interrupting and distracting you from that pattern of, I want to tie them right now to the car and around their waist and drag them around the block for a few times around, right? When you feel like that and Godzilla is in full splendor, causing havoc in all the city, that's when you want to chill out and not have a conversation. It's not the proper time to have a conversation, because anything that is going to come out is blame, is anger, and you're going to lash out to that person. I'm inviting you to not do that. You want to have successful relationships? Do not do that. What is it that you do want to do? Create an agreement. Hey, what about we don't do that? Even, you know, whenever we happen to be out again, right? If we're out and then you come and you're late, or this happened and you didn't do this as expected or as agreed, the other person is not going to lash out. It's not going to lash out. We are going to keep it cool and then find a moment, find a time when Godzilla has been put to rest, when Godzilla is sleeping calmly somewhere else, right? And he's not alive and kicking and creating havoc. So at that moment, you can say, well, so I wanted to know what happened to you, because when this happened and we didn't come through the agreement, well, I felt like this. It's not about you, right? You did all this to me and you, no, it's I take responsibility. I felt like this. I felt that I was X, Y, or C, or I was really upset. But see, you're talking about you're taking your responsibility for your own actions and how you're feeling, right? Hashtag yes, me. So this is how I was feeling. And I know that there's gotta be a good reason, but I wanna bring it up because I don't wanna continue with this, right? That is a very different way of approaching and having cool, great, awesomely fulfilling relationships with whomever it is. If you come into those agreements, and if you create new agreements that support having that lifestyle, that support having that unity, that also that help that sometimes we need support. Things happen, and sometimes we mess up, sometimes we not deliberately, but we fail. We make mistakes. It's part of the human experience. But when you're able to say to somebody, you know what, I get you. And I don't like it. I didn't like it that you didn't show up in time. I didn't like it that you didn't come through when you said that you were going to do. I didn't like it that whatever. And how do we move past this? Because I love you. I care about you. Whatever. And create that bonding. Don't be separated, right? That's many times how relationships start breaking, because there's like the very thin crack on the wall. And they allow it to start breaking apart. And before you know it, it's too far apart. So I'm inviting you to diffuse that and to really bond and stay in oneness with that person that you care about, because if 2020 has shown us something, that life goes like this. So I'm inviting you to design a life that you love and to move past all the things that you see and get to really where you want to go. And if you want to hear more about this, and if you want to break through something in your life that you say, you know what, probably I'm the one that is always lashing out on people, I don't know how to stop that, Well, may I invite you to click on the link below, because I'm going to invite you to a workshop where you and I are going to dive into how you are being and what is it that is stopping you and blocking you, and we can release it. We can release it, and you can see amazing results, as many people have when they've gone through this program. And I want to be able to give you the tools, because I believe that anybody given the right elements, the right support, the right tools, anybody can thrive. So if this is you, let's talk. It's right there. Click on the link below and come to this workshop, because I'm going to give you something that is going to be so valuable for you. And also, I'm going to invite you to subscribe. There's a link here, and subscribe so that you can be receiving this, that I am constantly bringing value to your life. Okay. And number three is that maybe you can share it with somebody. Maybe you know somebody that is lashing out or that lives in the kind of realm, and you can invite them to simply watch this and be blessed, right? Because there's always somebody having that's a cry for love or a cry to love. So you can love on those people and be tender, be loving, be whole with them, and they will appreciate it. Okay, so this is Soraya Tana, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you in our next episode. I'll see you then. Thank you for being here today. Find out what opportunities are available for you to start designing a life you love now by checking out the links. I look forward to connecting with you and seeing you live your best life yet. Hug, hugs.